This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
I will call the Public Utilities Commission hearing to order. This is Chairman Chris Nelson. With me on the phone are Commissioners Feagin and Hansen. Today is January 5th, 2023. We're in room 413 of the State Capitol Building in Pierre. It's approximately 1:30 p.m. This is the time and place set for the show cause hearings for the failure to timely pay the gross receipts tax in the following dockets. TC 22-065, New Phone Wireless, LLC. TC 22-066, OPEX Communications, Inc., doing business as TCI Long Distance. TC 22-067, Reduced Rate Long Distance LLC. TC 22-068, Total Holdings, Inc., doing business as GTC Communications. We will begin by taking appearances. Staff.
This is Kristen Edwards appearing on behalf of staff.
Thank you. Anyone else for staff? Anyone else to make an appearance? Seeing none, Ms. Edwards, you may proceed.
Thank you. At this time, I would just make a quick preliminary motion to consolidate for the purposes of the discussion today, the dockets, so that all the questions I ask Cindy, except for those specifically designated otherwise, can be understood to apply to all.
Thank you. There has been a request as hearing officer. I am going to grant that subject to being overruled by fellow commissioners. Hearing nothing, you may proceed.
Thank you. Staff calls Cindy Chemnitz.
Would you raise your right hand? Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
You may proceed.
Please state your name and occupation for the record.
Cindy Chemnitz. I'm the finance manager for the PUC.
As finance manager, what do your job duties entail as they pertain to the hearing today?
I send out the invoices and collect the gross receipts tax.
And what calendar year is at issue in this hearing?
Calendar year 2021.
Did the commission establish a rate and assess the gross receipts tax as authorized in SDCL 49-1A-3 for that calendar year?
Yes.
And how were the companies at issue notified of the gross receipts tax assessment?
They were sent emailed invoices on April 27th.
Of which year?
Of 22.
Okay, thank you. And what is the due date for those gross receipts tax?
The due date was July 15th, 2022.
Did the companies named in these dockets pay the gross receipts tax due under SDCL 49-1A-5?
No.
And were orders to show cause and notice of today's hearing sent to those companies named in dockets TC 22-065 through TC 22-068?
Yes.
Looking at the individual companies, first turning to New Phone, are you familiar with that company?
Yes, it's a wireless company that filed with us through the wireless form.
So would this have been their first taxable year?
Yes.
Other than the wireless form you received in 2021, have you received any other contacts from New Phone Wireless?
No.
Are you aware of whether New Phone Wireless is in good standing with the Secretary or the South Dakota Secretary of State?
They are.
Thank you. Now turning to OPEX Communications. Are you familiar with OPEX Communications? And I apologize, I'm using kind of their short name, but are you familiar with OPEX?
Yes, they have a long-distance COA with the PUC.
Are you aware of whether OPEX Communications is in good standing with the South Dakota Secretary of State?
On the Secretary of State's website, they are marked as revoked.
Turning next to Reduced Rate Long Distance, are you familiar with that company?
Yes, they're a long distance company that has a certificate of authority with the PUC.
And are you aware of whether they are in good standing with the Secretary of State?
Yes, they are.
And finally, turning to Total Holdings, Inc., doing business as GTC Communications. Are you familiar with Total Holdings?
Yes, they're a long-distance company also with a certificate of authority with the PUC.
And do you know if they're in good standing with the Secretary of State?
That has been revoked. Their COA there has been revoked.
Thank you. And have any of those affirmation companies made any contact with you since the notice or order of show cause was sent out?
No.
Okay, thank you. And do you have any recommendation to share?
I guess I would recommend that we would revoke the certificate of authority for OPEX Communications, Reduced Rate Long Distance, Total Holdings Incorporated, doing business as GTC Communications. In addition to that, I would request that all companies named on the exhibit that I submitted would not be allowed to do business in the state until all fees, fines, and penalties are paid in full.
Thank you. I have no further questions and would make this witness available for cross.
Thank you. Any commissioner questions? Hearing none, I have one. And so, Ms. Chemnitz, I understand that you're not recommending any type of a penalty as such, correct?
The only penalty that I would be recommending, I guess, is that the penalty of not paying within the amount of time. So they would pay a 10% per month fee.
Thank you. Any further questions? No further questions.
Thank you. And staff has no additional witnesses.
Are there any exhibits to be introduced?
Do you want that introduced?
Yes.
Okay. I'm sorry. Can I recall Ms. Chemnitz?
Yes.
Ms. Chemnitz, drawing your attention to the paper in front of you, can you tell us what that is?
It's an exhibit that I had filed with the PUC electronically. It just names all the companies that we had talked about today, what kind of company they are, if they're in good standing with the Secretary of State, and some other information.
Thank you. I would move for the admission, or first of all, was that a document that you put together?
Yes.
Thank you. At this time, I would move for the admission of staff's Exhibit 1.
Any objections? Hearing none, it is admitted.
Thank you. No further witnesses.
Thank you. Cindy, you may step down. With that, are there any motions? In TC 22-065, 066, 067, and 068, I move that the commission revoke the certificate of authority for OPEX Communications, Reduced Rate Long Distance, Total Holdings, and that none of those four be allowed to do business in the state until all of the taxes and penalties have been paid in full. Discussion on the motion. Hearing none, all those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Commissioner Hansen.
Aye.
Commissioner Fegan.
Fegan votes aye.
Nelson votes aye. Motion carried. Seeing nothing further, this hearing is adjourned.